Hi, this is Kelly Kohler with your Tucson market stats for May 2009. Well, we're now well into the upswing of sales over summer. Pending sales are up, number of homes sold is up, all very typical for the time of year. In fact, citywide, there are more homes sold in Tucson over summer than in any other season. Our citywide average sales price took a small trip upwards to $212,442, and the median rose a bit as well to $175,000. Active listings went down to 6,800 and change, finally less than 7,000 listings. And that's a place we haven't seen since the start of 2006. With fewer listings and more sales, our months of inventory went to 7.8 months, a figure that is more comparable to the summer of 2007. Also interesting for May, the average sales price for 8 of 9 areas of Tucson went up month over month, with the exception of the West. And the western part of Tucson took a $3,000 hit in average sales price, but they had more units sold there than have sold in that region for a year and a half. Big move this month for the southeast side. Last month they had 69 home sales, and this month there were 102. They recorded the lowest absorption rate, or months of inventory, for May at 5.3 months for single-family homes, which technically is in sort of the balanced market region. Not that I would call this market especially balanced. That's a fairly big jump for the area. My best guess would be that sales increased over summer because of two factors: increasing affordability, in a school district that people seem to rate highly. As always, there are extensive charts and stats and whatnot broken down by area, type of housing, by metric, over at statistics.housecheck.com. Market in the city varies widely from one end to the other, so you can check out what's going on in your area of town. We'll talk to you later. Bye.